seated. God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish. God's word to strengthen. God's word to lift us up. God's word to continue to dwell in our hearts this morning is from 1 Peter. And Peter's words, now remember, this apostle was, he denied the Lord Jesus Christ. He was in the courtyard. He had ample time to confess Jesus, but he was scared. He didn't know what to say except, "I don't know the man." And here in 1 Peter, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So far, God's word for our consideration, for our contemplation, for our nourishment and our strength this morning as we remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead. As we know he is living, and he's living in our lives, and he continues to live. There's a story about an elderly woman, and I wasn't going to say elderly, I was going to say a woman of our age. I think that would be better. Anyway, she was among this tour group, and they were being taken through a massive cathedral. Kind of like a cathedral that we saw on the Rhine River a number of years ago. We would walk in and they'd show us all the lights and the stained glass and the gold and everything else. This woman was being shown around and she, stained glass windows, just marvelous. The sun was shining through and was giving light to that entire cathedral. Massive pipe organ, huge. The pews had ornate design. The altar was fantastic. It spread over the whole chancel area. The pulpit was up in the sky. Have you ever been to a church where the pulpit is high? In Iowa, when I was in the Iowa District West, there was one church in the circuit that I was serving in that had this pulpit that was sticking out from the wall. Anyway, this gal looked up there and saw the huge pulpit and all of these things. And she just stopped the young man. He says, "Young man, this is just fantastic. This is fantastic. But I need to ask you a question. I need to ask you a question. With all of this fantastic ornaments and ornate figures and everything, has anybody been saved here lately?" I want to change that little question around for you. We just celebrated Easter last week. We just sang glories and hallelujahs, and even today we're doing the same thing. Has anybody been changed? Do you think about that at all? Has anyone's life been changed because of Jesus? I'm going to ask you that question too. Have you been changed because of Jesus? I know I have. You wouldn't have wanted to know me. No. You wouldn't have wanted to know me at all. I was a terrible person. Terrible. Just horrible. I was mean and ugly. Just terrible. But somebody showed me the love of God, Jesus. And boy, that is a powerful love. That's powerful. It gives us a living hope. And that hope is not in somebody here, but it's in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's where our blessed hope is. Even in this world, this horrible world that we're living in, inflation, recession,
Stock market up, stock market down, oil prices up, oil prices down, gas prices up, bread and egg and everything else up.
When is it all going to stop? People gunned in the streets. Law enforcement are being killed by doing their job. This is the world that we live in. The drugs, the alcohol, abuse, everything that we think is terrible. This is the world we're living in. And this is where God has planted us. He has planted us in this world, in this life. He has caused things, or he has allowed, I gotta change my language, he has allowed things to happen in our lives. I never thought I'd get shingles. When I began my ministry 40-some years ago, in Langdon, North Dakota, there was a gal that had shingles, an older gal. And she was bleeding from the back, and I had no clue what that was. God allows those things to happen so that we give witness for him and to him. Give him glory and strength and honor. Because this is the Christ who gives us hope. This is Jesus who gives us hope to stand on. Our foundation. Jesus uses the illustration about a house being built on the rock and the house being built on the sand. And how everything came up against that house on the sand, and great was it fall. But the house that stood on the rock, it was strong, immovable. In 1976, there was a, in Colorado, there was a flood, the dam burst, and I'm missing my words, but water flowing from that dam went into this small cavern and took lots of houses with it. Karen had an aunt and uncle that lived at the mouth of this river. And miraculously, the water went over the house. Everything was spared. It was unreal. But then there was a house that was down by the riverbank. And her uncle said, come here, I'll show you this house. The water had gone into the basement and was up about that high and broke out the windows. But the house never was destroyed completely, washed away. You see, that's what we are given. We're given a solid foundation in Jesus Christ. This is the hope that we have, the hope that is unmovable, the hope that is on Jesus Christ. And it comes into our lives that sometimes are shattered, sometimes are just, you know, we say, God, why is this happening? Why is killing innocent people happening? Why is road rage happening? Why is this, all of this devastation and damage from tornadoes and earthquakes and avalanches and all of these sorts of things that are happening? Why? And the Lord comes and says that your living hope is in Jesus Christ and his resurrection. That's your hope. Your hope is not in the tree that falls, or your hope is not in the house that's destroyed. Your hope is in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And it is in this Jesus that he gives us new life. In 2 Corinthians 5th chapter, the 17th verse, those who are in Christ, behold a new thing. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. The new has come in you.
Yes, we're sinners. We sin by thought, word, and deed. We do the same stupid stuff over and over and over again. We never learn. But we are forgiven. We're forgiven in Jesus. We know that our sins are washed away in Him. We know that because of His death on the cross and His resurrection from the tomb, we have eternal life. We have forgiveness of sins. We have that strength and encouragement to continue to live in this world and to show others. A man was out shoveling his driveway one morning. His neighbor was awoken by the scraping of the shovel on the driveway. And he looked out and he saw his neighbor shoveling this driveway, getting into the car after sweeping it off and driving. And he went back to sleep and he slept. The next snowstorm, which happened on a Saturday night into the Sunday morning, he's out shoveling his driveway again, getting the car all clean. He and his wife get in the car and they drive off. He said, I'm going to go see what the heck is going on here. So he quickly got dressed, got in his car, and was able to catch up to him and follow him. Run to the church, because that's where they were going. He watched them walk in. He hadn't been to church, so he really didn't understand or really care about the church. But he said, you know, I think I'm going to go. I'll go up there someday. Well, that someday it happened the next week. And he went to church. And he sat in the back pew. And he heard a message of Jesus Christ. Jesus, the Son of God, dying and rising again for his sins. And the power of the Holy Spirit went into him. And you see, when we talk about the Spirit's power is in here today. Because it's in word and sacrament that Spirit comes to us. That Spirit brought us here to church. And so he heard the gospel being spoken. And he didn't stay away. He kept coming back because he knew he had to be fed by that word of God so he could continue to live and his life was changed. So the next time they had a snowstorm, and he started hearing the scraping of the shovel out there on the driveway. He quickly got dressed and he went out and he helped his neighbor. The Spirit of God is living in him as the Spirit of God lives in us. So we know we're sinners, but we're saints. We're those people of God that believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and are encouraged by that word. Encouraged so that we can continue living in this world, that we can continue living as God's people who need encouragement and courage to face trials. Yeah, because I saw on the TV those commercials of shingles. And I said, I'm never going to get shingles. I'm going to take care of myself and I'm never going to get them. And then I had spots up here on the top of the forehead. And I thought, oh, they're insect bites. Because I had a cap on. And I was out mowing the grass at the cabin at the time. And we had lots of mosquitoes that could carry you away. They were so big. But they attacked me, is what I thought. So the next week, I went to the clinic because my eye was just red and swollen and itchy and icky. And the doctor that I saw concurred that they were bug bites. She says, take care of yourself, put some stuff on it, or, you know, get your eye treated at an eye doctor, and she left. 3 days later, I went to the eye doctor, and he says, those aren't bug bites, those are shingles. Had them in the eye. And I had to put drops in 9 times a day. It was terrible. And I wondered, why did I have this? It was like St. Paul in Corinthians saying to the Lord, take this thorn out of my flesh. And Christ says to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. So when we get these things that the world says we're going to have, it gives us an opportunity to confess Jesus as Lord. It gives us the opportunity to say that we have this new life in us, in Jesus. In Jesus Christ. So this young boy was sitting in an orchestra and he was playing the music. I'm not a musician, but he was playing with beautifully moved music. But he didn't look happy. And the maestro looked at him afterwards. He says, you know how to play music, but you don't understand the notes. And sometimes that's us too. We don't understand how God works. And we don't understand about Jesus. And yet, God gives us the Holy Spirit so that we can confess Jesus as Lord, so that we know the notes and we can express it in our faith as we tell others about Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior who came to give us life everlasting and forgiveness of sins. In Christ's holy name, amen.